Welcome to Listen to Real Coaching, Volume 5. This is Jamie Tenzer, along with Sherry Boone, and we're pleased to present this wonderful coaching session with Eva Hirsch Pontes, MCC. This session was recorded as a part of the Real Coaching Sessions Unplugged series. In this session, Eva and her client had some technical difficulties which could have derailed the session. However, Eva's ability to maintain pacing, presence, and a strong connection with the client made this an instructive and successful session. So everyone, we invite you now to sit back and listen in to this coaching session. Eva and your client, thank you so much for joining us today. And when you're ready, Eva, please begin your coaching.
Hello.
Eva?
Hello.
There you are, Eva.
Thank you. I was trying to unmute myself, but I just couldn't.
Okay. We hear you now.
Well, thank you very much. And thank you for this opportunity. Carmen, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Are you ready?
Just about.
What do you need to be fully ready then?
Well, I was just trying to really get calm and centered and be completely present for talking with you, because I'm looking forward to it. I think I'm good to go.
Good. I was looking forward to talking to you too. So we had this very brief chat about a week ago, a few minutes, and I'm just wondering where you're right now and what's the topic for today.
I need help. I would like more self-motivation in getting, I told you I have a new focus for my coaching, which is working with nonprofit leaders and staff. And I procrastinate and think, because I'm semi-retired, I have plenty of time to do everything, and I want more self-motivation where I don't need some kind of outside deadline to get things done.
Mm-hmm. And what do you mean by self-motivation?
Well, my picture is that I will want to sit down and, send emails to different organizations or make phone calls to suggest a lunch and learn, that I'll, feel really positive and have that forward momentum to do something at least several days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of feeling like I have to push myself from behind, I would like to feel pulled forward by my own enthusiasm.
And how enthusiastic are you feeling right now, Carmen, about this project with nonprofits?
Well, mentally, I think it's a really good idea. And when I imagine actually doing it, I feel good about it, talking to people and coaching people. When I think about, I know from having a different focus in the past, the amount of work that goes into making contacts and setting up talks and all of that, I don't feel so good about that part.
So that's the part that you need some motivation on, that part that you don't feel that good about. Is that it?
Right. And it just occurs to me that it's possible that my low level of results in the past with the other focus, you know, might have something to do with it. But like most entrepreneurs or artists or whatever, I love doing what I do. I love the coaching part, but the business part and the business building part, I'm just not as enthusiastic about.
Yeah. Well, as you said, it happens to most of us. So how can this conversation, you started with, I need help. I think that's the first thing I heard, Carmen.
Yes.
So how can this conversation help you feel you're pulled forward in these aspects of the admin? That's what I understand, right?
Basically, yes. I think if I knew what is holding me back, or if I can come up with a way to have, you know, the carrot in front of me that I'm going toward and keep that in mind, if I can come up with something sufficiently interesting and frankly fun, you know, I'm an enjoyment coach, so I really want to enjoy the process as well as the outcome.
So I heard you saying something about thinking what's holding you back, but also to come up with something that might be fun for you. And you used a word, you know, I'm not non-native, so carrot, and I don't know what that is. That's what I heard.
Oh, the carrot, a carrot, like the vegetable carrot. The image is...
Oh, a carrot.
The carrot in front of me or the stick in back of me hitting me to move me forward. And I'd rather go for the carrot.
Okay. So instead of looking at what's pulling you back, you'd rather go for the carrot. Is that it?
I think I'm more susceptible to that, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, after all, you are an enjoyment coach.
That's right.
You said. So to come up with a carrot, how will we know you've got a carrot at the end of our conversation?
Well, I think I'll feel enthusiastic about getting off the phone and doing some writing or adding to my list of organizations to contact. It'll be a feeling.
Mm-hmm. And when you feel enthusiastic, is there any part of the body that with this enthusiasm is usually expressed, or?
I kind of across the top of my chest and into my arms.
As you described that, I saw some energy flowing.
Well, I took my hands and started in the middle of my chest and kind of pulled across like that as we were talking. So that's interesting.
What's interesting about it?
Well, that you picked up on something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how or where do we start to get that energy moving to find your carrot, Carmen?
Maybe talk about how much fun it will be and how much I will enjoy the connections that I make, even the not coaching connections, but talking to people about what I do, that can raise my energy level.
Mm-hmm. So talking to, hello, are you there?
I'm here.
Sorry about that, Carmen. So connecting with people, tell me a little bit more about what does it mean for you to connect with people to talk about your plans?
Well, I just know from experience that when I talk to people about coaching and the results that my clients have had and how enthusiastic they are about their, you know, how they recognize obstacles or they recognize what they really want, that gives me so much energy. I just feel infused when I think about and talk about the people, like the coaching sessions that I've had. That I've given.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been told when I, you know, talk to friends or whomever about my experience being a coach, the reflection I get is that they can tell how energized I am, and I apparently make it sound really good to the person that I'm talking with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to me. This is what I feel like I'm meant to do. I've never really felt like this about any job or anything like that. And I think that's where that wonderful energy comes from. Oh my goodness, there's something in the background honking.
Well, I'm in a hotel, as I told mm-hmm. you, and I'm in São Paulo, which is the biggest city in Latin America, so it's a bit noisy here.
Oh, that
I've
that
got
was
my earphones here, but there might be some noise. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay. It was just kind of shocking. Okay, I'm back.
Mm. So, sorry about that. Don't know what happened. Carmen, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
Well, I'm actually fine. In the silence that we had, I had a little bit of an insight about I feel like I've been telling myself, I've been using the stick on myself by saying, now you know you need to get to work on this, you have to have some income, you know, that push feeling. And as I was talking to you about how I feel about coaching and how I feel when I talk to people about coaching or giving a coaching session, I felt the pull. And I just need a way to be reminded or remind myself that's what I'm going toward, and I think that's the source of the motivation that I want to feel.
Mm-hmm. So to remind yourself of the enjoyment, which seems to be very important to you, that you can find in connection and getting your enthusiasm across. Is that it?
Well, it's more remembering how I feel when I coach someone. Ooh. and how I feel when I talk to someone else about coaching, and having that be what's pulling me forward toward talking to people in these organizations about coaching and what it can do for their staff and for their organization, because that I have authentic enthusiasm for. And just the recognition of what I have been doing with the pushing myself and telling myself that it'll be a catastrophe if I don't get my business off the ground and all of those things, that's not very motivating, at least for me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. It's just scary.
Ooh. I can understand it's not motivating, but I'm curious about your choice of the words, Terry.
Well, I have a certain amount of savings, and I need to be generating income before that runs out. And, you know, so the picture of having to move in with friends or something is a little scary. Although it's not true. It's not true at all. But that's where my head goes.
So that's the story you're telling yourself.
Sometimes, yeah. And that's the, you know, the unpleasant push from behind that I would like to just let drop away.
So what's the story you'd like to tell yourself to gently remind you of all the fun that you have when you're coaching and when you're talking about it?
I don't know how this is going to sound. I'm a very good coach. I have been told that I help people make meaningful changes. And I love that. I love that I have that to offer. So maybe it's just putting a note on my calendar every day to pop up. I don't know, but I forget that, and I, you know, there's a tendency to sink back into the what's not happening instead of what I can make happen.
Okay, so it seems you have an idea for an action, a calendar, but what else could you do to help yourself get connected to that place? And I think I've heard something like, you didn't use that word, but it's seems like you have a gift.
I feel like I have something to offer, yes.
Mm.
I mean, remembering that, reminding myself somehow that's what I love to do.
Mm.
I feel very antsy right now, like I'm moving around and kind of squirming.
Would you like to sit with that energy for a moment and see what it's trying to tell you?
Well, the most obvious thing is get moving. I feel lighter. I feel some relief in contrast when we first started talking, and I feel that energy moving in my body of, let's figure out how I can really start coaching again and have it be a business and not only something I love to do, but something that can support me too.
So it can be something you love to do and a business.
Yeah, well, that's the goal.
Right. So where are we in this conversation in terms of getting that energy moving you to action?
Well, the energy is moving.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea of having a reminder pop up on my calendar. I do that sometimes with things that I want to remember to do. And I don't know exactly what it will say, but when we get off the phone, that's the first thing that I'll do before I even stand up. I'm going to create that reminder in such a way that it will have that pulling forward momentum.
So I'm aware of the time. Do you remember what you wanted to have at the end of our conversation?
A feeling. And I have lots of them.
Mm-hmm.
No, as I said, I feel lighter, I feel more energetic and clear about facing forward instead of looking back.
Mm-hmm. So is that a good enough carrot for us to close this conversation?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Anything else you need before we close it then?
I want to say thank you very much for hanging in there and continuing to try to connect literally. And I was so glad that you suggested us having a pre-conversation since we haven't met before. And I enjoyed that a lot as well. So I just thank you for coaching and listening, and I definitely feel good.
Well, I thank you, Carmen, for showing up, for your vulnerability and for your patience with all these technological problems. But it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you, Eva. And thank you, Carmen, so much. Yes, technology. Scary, by the way. Technology, we love it when it works, right? And so I just want to say thank you for everybody. Eva, thanks for coming back and navigating all of this. And Carmen, thank you for holding the space for yourself during that pause, you know, during that break, and really using the time, as I heard you say, you were getting some ideas, you were using that silence and that space. So thank you. So great presence from both of you, and for our listeners also, thanks for your patience. So Eva, really, really nice job. I was just so impressed how you could come back, step right back in after all the chaos, and, you know, resume so gracefully and so beautifully, even with that interruption. So thank you so much. That was a wonderful session.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So so I would love to ask you as the first question, sort of all this stuff aside, you know, putting all the interruption aside and all of that, overall, how was that session for you?
Well, I don't think I can put the interruption aside.
Okay.
My heart is pounding, but I am connected to karma, and I still feel the connection right now. Mm. And as Carmen mentioned, it was good that we could talk for half an hour last week just to get to know each other, and we could be comfortable with each other. It was fun, and it reminded me of John Whitmore saying, coaching is bigger than coaching, because I went away. I still felt connected, and when I come back, Carmen says, well, yeah, I just had a few insights, you know.
Right.
Coaching was doing its work, right? And that is fascinating for me. Absolutely. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right. Right. Yeah. So as you're saying that, I'm seeing this was a gift then. It was a gift to everyone to see what happens when it might look like the coaching was interrupted, but not really, because there was still lots happening. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think we were connected.
Yeah.
At a different level, right? Energetic level.
Mm-hmm.
The connection was there.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You know, so another thing that I was really noticing and observing in this session, Eva, was your pacing with Carmen. You know, you have this wonderful style, this wonderful pace that allows her time to complete her thinking and to continue to, you know, be with and think before you jump in or come back with something. So I was really noticing how that supported this conversation. Can you talk a little bit about that and how you do that to share with everyone?
Well, perhaps the best reply is I'm a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
I do ballroom dancing.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that in ballroom dancing, this is probably one of the very few spaces where the roles are very clearly cut. The lady should follow. So I wait for the gentleman to tell me what he wants to do, and then I follow.
Uh-huh.
So I think that has given me confidence. In knowing that I will feel when it's the right moment to walk in again and to mm-hmm. move, but I want to observe and just give a lot of space for the client to mm-hmm. move. And of course, with someone like Carmen is a gift. I mean, the way she does her own reflection, it's Carmen is almost coaching herself in a way,
mm-hmm.
as we saw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good. Thank you. I love that image of the dancer. Jamie, do you have a question for Eva?
Yeah, I have one thought and then a question. First of all, thank you so much. I was just really inspired by the way every time you came back, you just were immediately reconnecting with Carmen and just being so present so quickly. That was a great modeling of presence and connection. And I was thinking about, you know, in this case, technology created interruptions, but as we're coaching, sometimes we may get distracted, and in a way that's an interruption. It's an interruption in our own head, but the coaching goes on, the process continues with the client. So it was just such an illustration of trusting that even if, let's say, we get distracted when we're coaching or something goes on with us, that we can trust to come right back. The client is there and their process continues, even if we went away for 10 seconds or 1 second or a minute. So I wanted to just share that kind of awareness. I thought that was great. And your modeling of how to come back was really instructive. So thank you for that. And then the other thing I just wanted to say is I loved the question, would you like to sit with that energy? So I didn't write down, she said something about she's feeling fidgety or something like that. And your invitation for her to sit with that, you know, and then she said, well, I think I want to move. But it's just, it was an impulse that it's a question I would not have thought of right then. And just the invitation to sit with that was just, there's nothing to do there, but be with it and see the learning that emerges. So I learned a lot from that question as well. So I just really want to thank you for both of those opportunities and for your great coaching.
Thank you, Jamie. The other day I watched the Portuguese-speaking master coach. He is from Portugal and lives in England. And he did a demo, and someone, actually I think it was me who asked, there was something about his presence that struck me. And his reply was, we all can get out of presence, but mastery is agility in coming back. So just a comment on your first remark that when we learned, because it does happen for any reasons, this time it was technology, but as you mentioned, it may be our own thoughts or whatever distractions, and we can go there and come back. So, I think this is something we learn. And in the beginning, I felt something in my body, and it was interesting. And Carmen said so. So I thought Carmen's body was sort of bringing also a lot of information about this energy for her to move, and her body is also perhaps when we embody our reminders, I think we're doing a better work. So I like to bring in a lot of how you, where is it showing, how you're feeling. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
Yeah, wonderful. Great, thank you.